So Jesus said in the last days, people are going to come to him and they're going to say, Lord, look what we did. Are you happy? No. Lord, but we did this. We did it for you. No. I did this. No. That was not in agreement with me. You did it for you and tried to offer it to me. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Which means the works of my flesh is an enemy to my relationship with the God in heaven. I need him to help me. I didn't even have faith until he gave me faith. Faith is based on what we've received from God, not what we've earned on earth. Faith is always connected to what you received from heaven, so that we're going to get to heaven because heaven came to earth. Nobody's going to work their way from earth to heaven. So faith has to be in a posture of receiving and agreeing with heaven. The Holy Spirit is our pipeline, our empowerment. He's our potential. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily, absolutely, positively believe that God exists. You need to know that there's a God who created the heavens and the earth, and he's seated right now. He has a throne. He has a place of existence. You have to believe that God exists. And sometimes when we don't see the sun up and we're trying to look, I think he exists. I want him to exist. The idea of him existing is good, but I can't quite be sure. You have to know that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him. How do you seek a spirit? God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I know how to seek my wife. Just go to the nearest Starbucks and say, did anybody order an awake tea with one tea bag, an inch of steamed brevet, and 3 honey packets? Please remove the tea bag before you deliver it. I know you gave me 2 cups, but we do like the sleeve. Have you seen this woman? I know how to seek her out. I know how to find her. I know how to find her. I know where she's at. But how do I seek a God who I can't see? Where is he? Where is he? How do I seek God who is a spirit? How do I seek God who... heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. How do I seek God that made a universe that is so big you can't find the end because it's ever increasing? How do I seek a God he's in me? He's in his children. So the God that I'm seeking after, to follow after, is in me. Because by faith, I received. And the God in heaven is also here on earth in me, by my faith. It gives me access to him. He's not far off. He spoke and told me. So the scripture tells us in Ephesians 3:20, now this great God, who does exist and who's only pleased by your faith, this great God who can do so much more than you could ever come up with on the earth, this great God who loves you so much that he sent the way to you. He works way beyond your thinking and imagination. And we look at the stars and we realize, wow, his imagination is great. But the key to the scripture is, he works from within me. That's what the scripture says. The scripture says, he works by the power that he put in me. Well, what power did he put in you? What great power that has the abundance of his ability and the things that are above and on, above and beyond what you could imagine or hope for? What power is in you? What power is in me? It's the same power that was in Jesus. It's the same power that were in his disciples and his apostles. And it's the same power that raised Jesus out of the grave. It's the same power that's going to raise me out of the dead. It's the same power that quickens the word, and when the word comes, it makes it alive. It's the same power that told me I am a child of God. It's the same power that God promised to Abraham. It's the same power that was hovering over the waters of the earth before it was formed. It's the same power. And now by faith, I agree. Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Have you truly ever cried out as his Spirit witnessed to your spirit, Daddy, Father, I know you're in me and I know I'm in you. And I know this love, I just want to please you. I want to do it because I love you. Let's go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 2 in the King James. I want to do it. You want to know the love of God? It says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Do I know I'm loving people right? The Holy Spirit in me. He leads me to love people right. And then the next verse, verse 3. For this is the love of God. Who here loves God? I'm going to tell you what the love is according to the word of God. It says that this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments aren't grievous to us. They're not this law to us. As I said, my uncle didn't go grieve that. He went, we need to get there. I want to get there. What do we have to change? What do we have to move? He began to live his life based on what he has to do or let go of or disconnect from to get there. Was there cost to it? Yes. But you know what else was connected to it? Inheritance. That's my dad. And so there is a love that the Holy Spirit, when it says he leads and guides us, it's based on love because we want to do it. And he shows us what it is that pleases Daddy and empowers us to do it. It's not meant to be this thing of good religion that I just really don't do anything wrong and I'm trying not to mess up so that one day God might say I've done enough and then take me out of here. It's not that. Right now, you and I, by the Holy Spirit, you're on the way or in the way. You're in a hidden place already in his presence, coming to him until you're face to face. It is a promise. And so we know that we're following his commandments, not so that he will one day accept us, but we follow his commandments because we're accepted. Come on, We're already accepted. And the Holy Spirit will keep you in that place of knowing you're in right standing. You're headed the right way. It's a for sure thing. God is with you. He's shining over you. He's proud of you. He loves you. It's a promise. And it brings the relationship. It brings the relationship to a place where nobody has to tell you about your relationship. Well, Pastor, you love your wife, and you know you. I know what we have. Not because you tell me what we have, because I know what we have. We're living it. It's us. And you need to know what you have in God. You need to know what you have in God, and the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance. Remember when I told you I would do this for you? I didn't forget. Remember I told you that he who is just and confesses his sin, the blood of Jesus washes you from all unrighteousness? You're trying to remember and I'm trying to forget. Would you agree with me? I'm trying to forget and you're trying to remember. Remember I told you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Do you agree with me? Remember I told you, you're more than a conqueror. Don't say that you can't do that. You're more than a conqueror. What, would you agree with me? The idea of the two-edged sword comes from the mouth. It's the idea of like a tongue, a split tongue. When God speaks to the earth, it goes in. He said, but the two-edged sword cuts when it comes out. When he can put it into the earth and the earth will come back and to agree with him. I am a child of God. I can do all things. That's the power of his word coming out of me. What do you confess about who you are today? Is it based on what you see and what you feel and what someone else said? Or does it come from what you've received from God? I picture the Holy Spirit decking me out, beautifying me for the wedding. We have an engaged couple here, and all their thoughts are towards this wedding. They're looking forward to the wedding. They're engaged, but they're not quite married, but they're getting there, and they can't wait. And I imagine the Holy Spirit, day by day, is beautifying me and helping me, because the Bible says he's going to bring me so that when the bride gets there, I'll be in white. With no spot or wrinkle, nothing attached to my name that would bring aught against God. And I'm going to come in, and it says he's going to remove the veil and let me see him clearly all the way. Because right now we see through a glass darkly. We see, but when that which is perfect, there's a day coming, and the Holy Spirit is preparing you. We're being prepared for a great day. So you have to see that day by day you're in this relationship and you're going somewhere and you have an expectation and that you're not doing it alone. He's not hoping that you get it right so that when he comes, he brought you what was right and says, did you receive what was right? If you haven't received the Holy Spirit, Scripture tells us that we should repent of our sins. That we should, if we haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, plan to be baptized in Jesus' name, and as soon as you're able to, do so. But I have found that God will fill people with the Holy Spirit even before they've been water baptized. When they get so hungry for him, when they put everything else aside to desire God's great gift of his own presence and right relationship, empowerment, righteousness, and joy, he'll give it to you. Maybe you have to wait one day. Maybe you have to wait 2 days. But don't change your posture and make something more important. Pastor, I can't take off work. You don't have to. When you're at work, I just want you to say, Lord, I love you. I'm listening for you. Would you stand with me? God moves in power. He also moves in peace. He also moves in love. He also moves in joy. And what God was giving me for today is that you need to know the joy, the peace, and the love of the Holy Spirit. And not just think that when He comes, it always comes with a loud slam. Because He is right now on the inside of His children. I can tell when I've really put everything aside and I'm really in the Spirit and I'm walking in the Spirit, because when I breathe in, it's like the air is lighter. It's like I'm breathing in atmosphere of peace. It's like I'm just breathing in kingdom atmosphere, and I can just tell that it's because of God's glory and presence that it's actually my portion. And each breath that I take, it like calms everything else down in me. It gives me rest in Him. It gives me expectation of that I'm being energized and He's giving me strength. He's witnessing to me that everything is going to be all right. So I just want you to ask, Holy Spirit, fill me. Fill my mind, my heart, my body. I just praise you. I thank you for power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you for declaring the words of the King and bringing them to life for me. I thank you for leading me in paths of righteousness and truth. I thank you for bringing me on the way. I thank you for preparing me. I thank you for being in my life today. I choose because I want to. I choose to follow after you. Some of our homes don't have the peace, the joy, and the love of God like we need. And we're wrestling flesh and blood to try to make it so. But by faith, Scripture says we don't wrestle flesh and blood, but we're dealing with things of the Spirit. And greater is the Spirit that's in us than any spirit that is against us. So we just declare, Holy Spirit, I thank you, not just moving in our bodies, but moving in our homes. Holy Spirit, move in the children. We thank you, Lord, for moving into all areas of our life. We open every door to come into our finances, Lord, to come into the way we talk, the way we greet each other. We come into the food and provision, come into the laundry and the labor that we do for each other, that it's not a labor of flesh, but we do it because we love you. We're happy to be in places to do for others, Lord, and we're not grieved by this. We're not looking what everybody can do for us, but Holy Spirit, what you've already done is enough. We thank you. We thank you that you'll never leave us or forsake us. And what we don't understand, you said that you come in and pray on our behalf. Holy Spirit, I ask you to pray beyond my thinking today, that I might be able to receive a heavenly portion and not just a limited portion. I yield myself for you to pray through me. I open up my heart, Lord, for you to work in me. And I just acknowledge you that you are right. You are true, and you are present. I speak against any spirit opposed to you. You said you give me power to overcome all the works of the enemy. And so I speak against the work of hate, of anger and malice that would try to get me to walk away from you. Lord, I choose the portion that you give to follow truth regardless of pressure. I choose and declare that this is the day that you have made, and I can rejoice and be glad in it. I choose this, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that you have anointed me with yourself, that I can come and be a blessing, not just by my flesh, but by my spirit to my sister. I can reach out a hand that's anointed, Lord, and come into agreement and declare a word of God over her that comes not from the earth, but from heaven, which says that you will make it. You are an overcomer in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for anointing us to be your hands and your feet, Lord. That I'm not just walking through this alone, but I have purpose as the body of Christ. Help us to reach those that you want to reach and that you've called. Lord, you said I shouldn't know my brother and sisters after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so I thank you for this witnessing spirit that you put into my uncle to declare what heaven has said and has already established here on earth. I thank you for boldness and certainty and clarity in his articulation, Lord, that he shall even speak to his children and his children's children, Lord. I thank you for this inheritance that he shall leave for his children's children. And Lord, anybody that needs you, Lord, let them listen to the word that said you're so close, you're in their mouth. Let them not just listen to the pastor, but open their own mouth and to begin to cry out to God who is near. While it is light and while it is day, let them call on the living God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're mindful of the house. You're mindful of the work. You're mindful of the challenges. You're mindful of the hurts and the pain. You're mindful of it, Lord. And you said that you come to give us a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light, Lord. I thank you. 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 I thank you that you didn't just leave us comfortless, but heaven is connected to the earth because you are present, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Give me a new mouth, Lord, to speak in agreement with heaven. Give me new eyes to see in agreement with your eyes, Lord. And this day I declare that I won't walk backwards, but I'm walking in the way that's right before you and the way in which you're leading me until we're face to face. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. We're going to open up the altar for anybody who wants prayer, but for the rest of us, I say, God bless you. Go in peace.